Once again, I greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that name that's above every name in three worlds. In the last four sessions, we've been reviewing some of God's faithfulness and the blessing of just living in His within His will, with hands extended and an open heart to a world in need. We've learned the joy of living to give.
Orang parantos diajar suka gembira dihirup di masihan.
And how to expedite a lifestyle of this nature.
Menjalankan gaya hirup di alam dunia ieu.
We've also dealt with giving beyond what we think we can do. Letting our faith create what we want to do for God's kingdom and for His glory. Now I want us to think of the bigness of the God that we're trusting.
Tapi hayang orang ngemut ngenaan kaluhungan Gusti anu ku urang dipercanten.
Because God is big enough to meet anything your faith demands.
Kumargi Gusti mah lang luhung kanggo nyekapkeun naon anu ku saderek diperyogikeun.
Now let's read in Psalm 78.
Enah yu urang ngaos Jabur 78.
Verse beginning in verse 9 and reading through verse 20.
Ayatan. Ayat 8 ke 20.
Although this reading is rather negative, we'll put a positive application to it.
Kawasan ieu rada negatif, urang ngalebetkeun nu positif.
Verse 9 of chapter 78 of the Psalms, the children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle.
Jabur 78 ayat 8, orang Ephraim sakitu marawa gondewa jeung jamparing ari dir perang mah jijkir.
They kept not the covenant of God and refused to walk in His law.
Maranena tetigin janjina kala tanurut kana hukum mantena.
They forgot His works and His wonders that He had showed them.
Tatama pohokeun da malakatut mujizat-mujizat nu ku mantena geus dipintonkeun.
Marvelous things did He in the sight of their fathers in the land of Egypt in the field of Zoan.
Dipayunan karuhun dilakukeun kaahengan-kaahengan di tanah Mesir di padang Seon.
He divided the sea and caused them to pass through, and He made the waters to stand as an heap.
Sabelahan laut dipentaskeunana ngadeukeun cai salaku bendungan.
In the daytime also He led them with a cloud, and all the night with a light of fire.
Siang dituntun ku mega, ari wengina ku caangna seuneu.
He clave the rocks in the wilderness and gave them drink as out of great depths.
Dibelahna cadas dipasian cai sapertos ti lautan.
Verse 16, He brought streams also out of the rock and caused waters to run down like rivers.
Ayat 16, izian cai nu ngalir tina batu cadas, caina turun sapertos walungan.
17, and they sinned yet more against Him by provoking the Most High in the wilderness.
Ayat 17, tapi marane terus ngalakukan dosa ku cara baruntak kana maha kawasa.
And they tempted God in their heart by asking meat for their lust.
Aruja Gusti dina manahna nyuhunkeun tuangan nurutkeun nafsuna.
Yea, they spake against God. They said, "Can God furnish a table in the wilderness?"
Tornaka Gusti, tiasan teu Gusti nyiapkeun tuangan di gurun.
Behold, He smote the rock and the waters gushed out and the streams overflowed. Can He give bread also? Can He provide fresh flesh for His people?
Leres anjana nenggelkeun batu cadas dugi ka kaluar cai ngabanjiran walungan. Naha sanggup masian roti atanapi daging kanggo umatna?
Here we find, in spite of all that God had done for His people Israel, they still question His willingness and His ability to feed them in a desert place.
Jadi orang terang sawiyos sadayana parantos dilakukeun ku Gusti kanggo umat Israel aranyana masih tumaros kana kemampuan kanggo masihan tuang di gurun.
He had led them with a cloud by day and a cloud of fire by night.
Antena mimpin kutihang mega umpami siang wengi kutihang seuneu.
He had opened up the Red Sea and they'd all walk through.
Antena parantos malah Laut Merah arajana mapa ngalangkunganana.
He made a river come out of a dry rock.
Adamal cai nu ngalir tina batu cadas.
And yet they said, can God furnish a table in the wilderness?
Nangarajana masih kena nyario sanggup ente Gusti nyiapkan tuangan di gurun.
Can he give bread?
Yesanto mang meserkan roti.
The title of this message is God can. The question is, can God? The answer is God can.
Dulu tina pesan iya nyeta, patrasananya eta, sanggup ente Allah, alerna Gusti sanggup.
We live in a world so full of unbelief.
Berhidup di dunia nu sakitu pinuh ku kahanteu percantenan.
Man just like Israel is always doubting God.
Manusia teh sami sareng Israel sok ngaragukeun.
When they see a drunkard on the side of the road, they say, can God do anything for him?
Atos ningali nu mabok di sisi jalan aranjeunna nyarios, tiasa henteu Gusti ngalakukeun kanggo abdi.
Or they see a prostitute in the street, they say, could God change her life?
Tanapi ningali tukang lacur di jalan, biasa henteu anjeunna ngaropi hirupna.
Or if the doctor says that your sickness is terminal, they question, can God change the diagnosis of the best medical men?
Pemi dokternya terus yang panyawat sedelek henteu tiasa dilantongan, aranjeunna tumaros, biasa henteu Gusti ngaropi hasil pamariyosan ti nu paling sae.
And every time we face a new problem, Satan will come at you with the same question. Can God do anything in this problem?
Tetap sederek mayuna masalah enggal, iblis beris dongkap kasarek kupatrosan usami. Biasa henteu Gusti ngarengsekeun masalah ieu.
Man is always doubting God.
Manusa osok ngaragukeun Gusti.
Man thinks that he's so smart until he comes face to face with an impossibility.
Mutana anjeunna teh pinter pisan nu kika kedah mayunan ka mustahilan.
And then he should realize how finite he is.
Kadahna sadar urang teh terbatas.
I stand amazed at how inflated human flesh is.
Abi masih heran kumaha sombongna manusia.
It makes me think of a little boy one time going into the forest with his donkey.
Yang ada meureuh abdi imut ngeunaan saurang murang kali pamegat angkat ka leuweung sareng kaldena.
He was looking for wood for his mother.
Nuju miliran suluh kanggo ibuna.
And as he entered into the forest, he met a wise man.
Baktos lebet ka leuweung anjeunna pendak sareng hiji bapa nu pinter.
And the wise man said, come here son, I want to ask you a few questions.
Bapa nyarios, yap ka dieu. Bapa nanya ka anjeun.
Said, what do you know about the great galaxies in the sky?
Ah, anjeun terang, galaksi-galaksi nu ageung di langit.
He said, oh, sir, I don't know anything. I didn't get to go to school. My mother's a widow, and I'm sorry, but I couldn't answer your question.
Kalau nampak, abdi mah teterang nanaon, pun biang randa. Punten, tidak tiasa ngawal patrasan bapak.
The wise man looked at him and thought, oh, my, what a waste of life. What a wasted life.
Bapak ningali teras nyaros ka eta murangkali, hirup nu mubajir.
They both went into the forest. After 5 hours, they met again. The wise man said, son, come here a minute. Maybe you can help me. He said, sir, how could I help you? You know everything. He said, but I'm lost. I don't know how to get out of the forest.
Bapak kasasar teterang kumaha keluar ti leuweung ieu.
He said, oh, there's no problem, sir. You see my overloaded donkey? Says, follow him. He'll take you out of the forest.
Alerna, sanes masalah, Pak. Bapak tingali kalde abdi nu muatan seueur, tuturkeun bae eta beris nyandak bapak keluar ti leuweung ieu.
The wise man following after donkey.
Pinter nuturkeun kalde.
And if that doesn't, that's not a picture of our day.
Asa eta teh gambaran urang ayeuna.
Man goes to higher education, so-called, falsely so-called.
Manusia kenging pendidikan langkung luhur, palsu, gitu disebutna.
About all it does is develop the sensuality of his fallen nature.
Yang mengembangkan hawa nafsu di tabiat nutik kebrus tina dosa.
So we always confront him with the question, can God?
Tenten orang sok dipayunkeun kana patrosan sanggam henta Gusti.
God proved to Israel he could feed them.
Gusti parantos ngabuktoskeun ka bangsa Israel mantena tiasa masian tuang.
It estimated it took 4500 tons of manna a day to feed Israel.
Diperkirakeun periode 4500 ton mana sadinten kanggo masihan tuang bangsa Israel.
And he fed them for 40 years.
Antara masihan tuang selami 40 tahun.
That amounted to 65,700,000 tons of manna.
Jumlah teh 65 juta 700 ribu ton manna.
Millones 700. And God did it on a daily basis.
Gusti masihan unggal dinten.
God can provide bread in the desert. He can put a table in the desert.
Menyediakan roti di gurun, mantana tiasa nyayogikan meja di gurun.
And then he gave them quail for 30 days.
Mantana masihan aranjena puyuh salami 30 dinten.
And quail on toast in New York 25 years ago cost $15.
Puyuh panggang di New York 25 tahun kalangkung pangaosna $15.
Yeah, and so if they ate 9 quail apiece for 30 days.
Mamaranya na mam sarapan puyuh salami 30 dinten.
What's the name? Cordonesis. Cordonesis for 30 days. And there's 3 million of them.
Ayat
3 million Israelites.
Ayat 3 juta jalmi.
3 million Israelites.
3 juta orang Israel.
He gave them about $8,700,000 worth of meat.
Antena masihan kirang langkung 8 miliar 700 ribu dolar daging.
He can provide a table in the wilderness.
Antena tiasa nyayogikan hidangan.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, what a big God we serve. God can.
Oh,
God can.
Gusti nu urang layanan Gusti mampu. Gusti mampu.
Let's listen to some of the testimonies in the Word of God of His bigness.
Angga urang dangukan sababaraha kasaksian dina pangade Gusti perkawis kaagunganna.
In Isaiah 12 and 6.
Yesaya 12 ayat 6.
Says, "Crowd and shout, thy inhabitants of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee."
Geram sarurak geram maruji hei anu marangkuk di Sion. Allah Israel teh suci agung calik nyarengan man umatna.
In Daniel chapter 4 verse 3.
Daniel 4 ayat 3.
The testimony of Nebuchadnezzar after he'd seen the Hebrew children walking in the furnace.
Kesaksian Nebuchadnezzar parantos ningali pemuda-pemuda Yahudi mapah di luhur sana.
He said this beautiful, he gave this beautiful confession.
Anjana masihan pengakuan anu endah.
How great are his signs, how mighty are his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion knows no end.
Pohara aragengna kaahengan anu dipintonkeun ku Allah ka urang pohara hebatna pintonan mujizat-mujizatna mantena Allah teh raja anu langgeng baris ngasta sapanjangna.
In Job 42 verse 2.
42 ayat 2.
42.
Pasal 42.
Verse 2.
Ayat 2.
I know that thou canst do everything, and there's no thought can be withholden from thee.
Yaktos Gusti teh kawasa segala rupi, tak kersa-kersa ngajadi.
And then Jeremiah testifies to the bigness of God in Jeremiah 32 and 17.
Bacana Yeremia nyaksikan keagungan Gusti dina Yeremia 32 ayat 17.
It says in Jeremiah 32:27, "Behold, I am the Lord God of all flesh." No, he said, "Lord, thou didst make the heavens with thy stretched out arm and thy mighty hand, and there's nothing too hard for thee." That's Jeremiah 32:17.
Kami teh pangeran Allah sakabe manusia, jadi carioskeun nun pangeran maha agung, Gusti ngadamel bumi sareng langit ku pangawasa sareng kakiatan tanpa tanding kanggo Gusti mah teu aya perkawis nu bangga.
And then the little angel that appeared to the Virgin Mary in Luke 1 and 37.
Para malaikat anu nembongan ka anak dara Maria dina Lukas pasal 1 ayat 37.
And he angel said, "For with God all things are possible."
Para malaikat eta nyarios sebab kanggo Allah teu aya nu mustahil.
Even God confirms his bigness in Jeremiah 32:27.
Gusti naguhkeun kaagunganna
27.
Dina Yeremia 32 ayat 27.
Because he said, "Behold, I'm the Lord God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?"
Kiranya Rios, kami teh Pangeran Allah sakabeh manusia pikeun kami taya perkara nu bangga.
I am the God of all flesh.
Kami teh Pangeran Allah sakabeh manusia.
There's nothing too hard for me.
Taya perkara nu bangga.
So whatever problem you're facing, those that are viewing this message, God is bigger than your problem.
Kami teh Pangeran Allah sakabeh manusia taya perkara nu bangga. Jadi masalah naon bae anu nuju sadek payunan aranya nuju ningali.
Whatever burden you carry, God is the burden bearer.
Naon bae beban sadek nu ditanggung, Gusti nu nanggungna.
Whatever sickness you face, He is still the healer.
Sadamang naon bae anjeun masih janten nu ngadamangkeun.
So let's consider the bigness of God in different aspects of His greatness.
Dan hayu urang ngarenungkeun kaagungan Gusti dina aspek-aspek nu benten ti kaagunganna.
He's big in creation.
Antana luhung tina panciptaan.
He's big in redemption.
Penebusan.
He's big in prayer.
Ananeta.
He's big in provision.
Ayogian.
And he's big in protection.
Tapi ngajaring.
Now let's go by parts.
Dan hayu urang ningali perbagian.
In Genesis 1:1.
Dina Kajadian hijayat hiji.
It says, "In the beginning, God made the heavens and the earth."
Alika Allah nyiptakeun jagat raya.
And in Psalms 147:4.
Ketina Jabur 147 ayat 4.
He said, "I know the number." He knows the number of the stars. He calls them all by their name.
Tentang bintang kumantara dipasti jumlahna serta masing-masing dipaparin ngaran.
If we put a 10 up here on this, here on the wall and added 27 zeros, that's how many stars they estimate exist.
Kami abdi nyimpen angka 10 dina tembok nambihan 0 27 siki, ieu teh kira-kira jumlah bintang di langit.
And yet God knows the number of the stars.
Tetuna Gusti terang jumlah bintang.
What a vocabulary.
Hebat pisan perbendaharaan kecap.
The biggest dictionary in the world doesn't have a million words.
Kamus di dunia henteu kagungan sajuta.
God knows your name.
Gusti terang nami saderek.
Your address.
Alamat saderek.
Where you live.
Dimana saderek ayeuna.
Where you work.
Damelna.
What you think.
Naon anu janten imutan.
He even knows your unlisted phone number.
Alihan terang nomor telepon nu henteu di daftar.
God is big in creation.
Gusti luhung dina ciptaanna.
But how big he is in redemption.
Hayang sakumaha ageungna dina penebusan.
Because he can take a life and change it in a moment.
Bagi madana tiasanya nak hirup ngarobihna mung sak.
Man is walking this direction with a mouth full of obscenity and he meets Jesus, then he turns in a different direction from his sin.
Manusia nuju mapa dina jurusan ieu lambe pinuh ku hawa nafsu nu awon teras pendak sareng Yesus angkat ka jurusan sanes tina dosana.
Confirming Paul's testimony in 2 Corinthians 5:17 that says if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature.
Niatkeun kasaksian Paulus dina 2 Korintus pasal 5 ayat 17 nyariskeun anu aya dina
Kristus. If any man,
eta teh makhluk anyar.
Old things pass away and behold all things become new.
Sifat beunang geus leungit kasilih ku sifat anyar.
I never cease to marvel at the transforming grace of God in a life.
Abi teng kantos liren kanggo adri kana anugrah Gusti anu ngarupi hiji kahirupan.
Down in Mexico, Brother Castellazo, a man that I've worked with in southern Mexico, opened up a new work in the city of Tuxtla Gutierrez, Chiapas.
Di Mexico, Saudara Castellazo, seorang pemegat anu didamel sasorangan di Mexico Selatan, hiji pelayanan enggal deket Tuxtla Gutierrez, Chiapas.
And so we rented a house in the red light district.
Dan nyewa bumi di caket lampu stopan.
And this building at one time been a house of prostitution.
Gedung ieu kantos dianggé tempat pelacuran.
We cast out all the devils and God moved in.
Setan-setan diusir, Gusti lebet ka bumi eta.
Right next to his mission was two witches.
Di sebelahan bumi eta aya dua tukang sihir.
And the witches had a vocabulary obscenity that would make an unregenerate sailor blush or be ashamed.
Ari sihir ieu cara sanad jurang dugi ka palaut ieu tiasa janten ambek atanapi izin.
And the witches got saved.
Ari sieur ieu disalametkeun.
But these witches had two parrots.
Nya aranjeuna kagungan dua manuk kakak tua.
And the parrots were equally as fluent in obscenity as their witches.
Manukna oge pinter nyarios nu jorok sapertos nu gaduhna.
But when the witches got saved,
Allah kali sihir ieu disalametkeun.
God did something for the parrots.
Ngalakeun hiji hal ka manuk-manuk kakatua eta.
Brother Casalasso told me.
Masian terang ka Abdi.
Said I visited the ex-witches 10 months after they were converted.
Abi manakan ahli sihir eta 10 sasi saparantos adanya tobat.
And said even the parrots were singing hallelujah thine the glory.
Manuk oge nyes haleluya kemuliaan ka Gusti.
Oh, the power of this gospel. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is not only great in creation, great in redemption.
Gusti sanes mungguh dina cipta naing dina penebusan.
He's great in prayer.
Pantana hebat dina nanada.
Have you ever thought about how big God would have to handle the prayer department of heaven?
Antas antas rek ngemot kumaha agengna departemen doa di sawarga. Ditanjal menuju nanada di Amerika Selatan.
Millions are praying in South America. Millions are praying in Asia.
Di Asia.
Millions are praying in Europe.
Di Eropa.
In North America.
Amerika Utara.
And God never confuses a request.
Gusti henteu kantos bingung ku hiji panuhun.
He doesn't send my blessing to Brother Juan.
Henteu ngintun berkah abdi ka sarek Juan. Henteu bingung.
And he doesn't confuse a prayer request.
Ku panada-panada urang.
How many times we've written for something and they send us a wrong article?
Urang ngintun nanging aranjeuna lepat ngintunkeun artikel. Gusti tara ngadamel kalepatan.
But God doesn't make a mistake. Had you ever thought about the confusion if God made a mistake?
Antos henteu rek ngimutkeun kakacauan umpami Gusti ngalakukeun kalepatan.
For example, there's a young lady in this congregation.
Pamina bae aya saurang istri.
And she's praying, "Oh God, send me a Christian husband."
Anjeun nujunana da, duh Gusti kintun abi saurang caroge Kristen.
He better be a Christian.
Langkung sae urang Kristen.
If she gets married with the son of the devil, she'll have the devil for father-in-law.
Makin bae putra iblis pasti kagungan mertua iblis.
But there's a man up in Canada and he's hunting bears.
Aing aya saurang pamlengket di Kanada nuju moro biruang.
He said, "Lord, send me a bear."
Saudara Gusti kintun abdi hiji biruang.
And God confuses the request.
Gusti ngacukeun panuhun-panuhun.
You can see the confusion.
Ningali kacauna anu kajantenan.
What would the girl do with a bear?
Naon dilakukeun ku hiji awan ojak?
And what would the man do with a Christian husband he didn't need?
Saurang naon dilakukeun ku pameket ieu ka saurang sareng Kristen?
Oh, how we need to recognize and take advantage of our access to God through the merits of Jesus Christ.
Rayogi pisan urang terang, sareng saderek nyanda kauntungan ti akses urang ka Gusti ngalangukan satria asih Yesus.
It's a world that many Christians have never fully explored.
Hukuman usir urang Kristen henteu kantos nalaahna.
Not only is God great in creation and great in redemption and great in prayer.
Tanah mong Gusti tela luhung dina nyiptakeun panebusan oge tiasa paneda.
He's great in protection.
Oge dina pangapingna.
It says in Psalms 91:11.
Dijelaskeun dina Jabur 81 ayat 11.
He'll give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways.
Allah bae nempatkeun malaikat-malaikatna ngajaga anjeun sanajan aya di mana.
And how true that is.
Testuna eta teh.
In the Second World War,
dina perang dunia anu kadua,
I was in the Pacific on an aircraft carrier.
Abdi aya di Pasifik kapal induk nyanda kapal udara.
One time an enemy plane dropped a 650-pound armor-piercing bomb right in the on a wooden flight deck right in the middle of our Bible class that morning.
Waktu-waktu musuh cicing, musuh meragen bom anu beratna 150 pon di kapal udara, di landasan kapal udara KAI, di sebelah kencan, di tengah-tengah kelas Alkitab Api Injil kita.
And it was Sunday morning. Nobody even saw the plane.
Eta dinten Minggu enjing teu aya nu ningali kapal eta.
That bomb hit a wooden flight deck.
Bom eta ngahantem landasan kai.
Instead of penetrating three decks down to the armor deck,
tibatan nembus tiga landasan di handapan landasan dasar.
It hit a wooden flight deck and bounced like a rubber ball.
Bom eta kena landasan tapi mental deui lir bal karet.
The fuse ignited, but the bomb didn't explode.
Kemuna kaduruk naing henteu ngabeledug.
It fell back down on the deck, and we threw it over the side.
Bom teh murak deui ka handap terus deui ka sisikeun.
If that bomb had exploded,
bom eta ngabeledug,
you would have another orador. What's the word I want? Conferencista, conference speaker.
Ada paris kenging ku nyariosna usane.
Different, because I'd already been singing in the angelic choir. How many hope to sing better in heaven than you do down here? Join my club. Oh, God is big in protection.
Duh, hebat pisan Gusti ngaping urang.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Why, I was ministering in Spain.
Terus abdi ngalayanan di Spanyol.
Ministering with a Colombian missionary lady.
Ngalayanan seorang istri misionaris di Kolombia.
And she told the following story.
Anjana nyaruskan cerita ieu.
One of their pastors was pastoring a church in Armero, Colombia.
Salah seorang gembala aranya nuju ngagembalakeun hiji gereja di Armero, Colombia.
Where they had this volcanic explosion a number of years ago.
Di mana aya gunung nu bitu sabeberapa taun kapengker.
And the volcanic rock was coming off the mountainside at 18 miles or 30 kilometers an hour.
Batu-batu walirang turun di gunung dina kecepatan 30 kilometer per jam.
At night.
Dina tengah wengi.
And this pastor couldn't sleep that night. This minister.
Bukan khotbah ieu henteu tiasa kulem wengi eta.
So he was out in his patio walking back and forth.
Bujaya di teras pengkerna bolak-balik bae.
And he looked and saw this mountain of mud and lava coming off the mountainside.
Ningali lahar turun ti gunung bugahkeun kulawargana.
And he woke up his family. Got him in the car.
Orang sadaya naik ka mobil.
But the car wouldn't start.
Naik mobil teu hirup-hirup.
Said, "Oh God, save us."
Saradu Gusti selamatkan abdi.
Fortunately, his car was pointed toward the exit.
Bena mayun keluar ka jalan.
And that wall of mud hit his old car from behind.
Tembok letak teh ngahantem pengker mobilna.
And he had a straight transmission.
Ajana kagungan persneling.
And the blow of the mud and the rock sent him forward.
Tetak sareng batu ngadorong mobil majeng ka payun.
He put his car in first gear and the car started and saved him and his family.
Ketiran mobilna ku kigih hiji, mobil teh majeng nyalametkeun nyarana sareng kulawargana.
Oh, how big God is.
Rosak pisan.
God can.
Gusti sanggem.
God can take care of his children.
Eta miara putra-putrana.
There was a little group of Christians praying that night in the church.
Asa kambalan urang Kristen nalada di tengah wengi di hiji gereja.
About 40 of them.
Ningkeun teh 40 jalmi.
And this wall of mud coming toward their church.
Tembok letak teh nu majeng ka gereja.
And when it got to the church, it formed into a triangle and went on each side of the building and didn't bury any of them.
Atuh letak ieu di gereja ieu ngabentuk hiji segitiga, ngalir ka sisi gedong teu ngarupukeun saurang oge.
If God be for us, we win.
Abi di pihak urang kenging.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is great in protection.
Panjaring ti Gusti pasti hebat.
How many times I've seen him?
Beberapa kali abdi ningali mantana.
Protect us even on the mission field.
Ajaring orang malih dina pelayanan.
But God is big also in provision.
Aing Gusti oge hebat dina hal.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In Philippians 4:19 it says, "My God shall supply all of your needs according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus."
Angin Allah anu kusim kering sembah nu maha murah maha mulia nu bersumpah sakabeh pangaputuh dulur-dulurku karana.
And it also says in Matthew 6:33.
Ya oge aya dina Matius genep ayat 33.
If we seek God, He will give us everything we need. Seek ye first the kingdom and He'll feed us.
Anu tumali sareng kerajaan Allah serta keadilanana nu sampurna. Sebab sakabeh pangapunten maraneh kumantara pasti cukupan.
And in Psalms 37:25,
Jabur 37 ayat 25, ngangora tepi ka kolot.
The psalmist said, "I was young and now I'm old."
Jabur 37 ayat 25.
And I haven't seen the righteous forsaken or their seed begging bread.
Jo jalma bener di antep ku panggilan nepi ka anak encuna ka pasar jajaluk minta dahareun.
God is great in provision.
Gusti hebat dina panyayogikeun.
There were two brethren down in Mexico that had walked all day to visit a sick sister in a ranch.
Ada dua jalmi Kristen di Meksiko, mapas ada dinten ganggu nepangan rakana, nu isti di hiji peternakan, nuju tedamang.
And when they got to the ranch, it was already dark.
Patos dugi, parantos poek.
And she said, "I'm so sorry, but I don't have a thing to feed you."
Apunten abdi henteu kagungan tuangan ganggu aranjen.
And there's no place to buy.
Saya kanggut meserna.
She said, "There's an orange tree out beside the kitchen. Get you some orange leaves and make you some orange tea."
Saya tangkal jeruk di pengger, ala dauna sebeberapa lembar, damal teh kanggu aranjen. Dan aranjen nang ada mal teh, daun jeruk.
And so they made the tea.
Rasa orang di antawis.
And they bowed their head to give thanks.
Kumungkul kanggu ngucap syukur.
One of them said, "Lord, I thank you for the tea."
Gusti abdi muji syukur kanggo enteh ieu.
But we want some meat.
Hayang abdi priyogi daging sekedik.
From where?
Di mana?
One of them was watching and praying.
Anu ningalikeun saurang nanenda.
One eye closed and one eye open, I guess.
Kitaran nu hiji nutup nu hiji muka kitu kinten-kinten.
And he says, "Boys, shorten the prayer. Meat has arrived."
Karena enggalan nanadana daging parantos dongkap.
You know what our God had done?
Sang naon-naon dilakukan ku Gusti?
He had run a deer out of the mountain, out of the darkness, into the kitchen where they were praying for meat.
Di parantos ngadamel hiji uncal lumpat inu poek lepet ke dapur di mana aranya nuju nanada kanggo daging.
So they had deer meat all night, fixed in different ways.
Daging uncal dipasak rupa-rupa pasakan.
My our God can spread a table in the wilderness.
Setiap tiasa nyayogi kentuangan di gurun.
And God will meet your need.
Mesti baris nadunan segala pangaputus, saudara.
You, those of you who are viewing this film.
Saudara kanu nuju nyaksikan film ieu.
God is faithful.
Mesti tiasa tia.
His faithfulness reaches to the clouds.
Kasetianan dugi ka mega.
But one of the most beautiful testimonies I've ever heard.
Rasanya kesaksian nukantos kadangu ku abinya ita.
I was preaching among the Totonac Indians in Mexico.
Abiu jukot bah di antara orang Indian Totonac di Mexico.
And they told me this story.
Rasanya nak ngadongengkan iya ka abdi.
The leader of the fellowship said one morning eight preachers showed up at his doorstep at 8:00 after looking for breakfast.
Pemimpin kepalanya harus yang ayat delapan tukang khutbah.
No, they came uninvited.
Tungkap kapu minam dari sarapan. Mapan apa lantos 4 jam, mapai sisi gunung.
And they've been walking 4 hours across the mountainside.
Bukan ku orang-orang yang terkagungan atas seur.
And his wife told the leader there, the minister, "What are we going to do? We don't have much money."
Itu nyarios ka pamimpin eta, naon anu kedah dilakukeun ku urang, urang teu kagungan atos seueur.
So they finally got enough money to buy 16 eggs in the little store on the corner.
Akhirnya meser endog 16 toko alit di pojok jalan.
And the wife told her husband, says, "You don't get an egg this morning because there are 8 of these and they're hungry. We're going to give 2 eggs apiece."
Kata istrinya Ros kacarogena, "Bapak, daging endok, kanggo injing iyo. Kembali ayat 8 tamu, anjala lapar, sarang kebagian 2 sewang. Konenga 2.
She broke egg number 1, it had a double yolk.
Jadi mempuskan endok, anuka hiji.
She said her husband, "Well, honey, you get an egg this morning."
Kang ayana tiasa tuang endok, hiji injing ayana.
She looked, broke egg number 2, it was double yolked.
Sekendai, endok anuka 2,
She said, "Even I'm included in the breakfast menu."
And
this pastor said, "All 16 eggs were double yolked."
Balita iya nyerius kokoneng endok tesadayana dua-dua.
So they had eggs left over for the kids in the street.
Masih kene aya endok anu nyesa ku barudak jalanan.
But since this man had an eye for business,
angin pamaket iya kagungan jiwa usaha.
He borrowed some money and went back to the same store.
Anjana nambut artos sakedik sareng angkat ka toko Nusami.
Said, "Lady, do you have some of those same eggs you sold me this morning?"
Karena bu masih kena ayat endok nu sapertos tadi diical ka abdi. Mohon endok eta.
Said, "Yes, it came from the same egg farm. Says right over there."
Katana di peternakan eta.
Says, "I want 32."
Abdi hayong 32.
He thought 32 double yolked eggs, 64 eggs for the price of 32.
Mutana endok 32 teh kokonengna 64. Hari pangosna mong 32.
But all 32 eggs were single yolked.
Endok eta mah anger we mong 32 kokonengna.
God didn't have to double yolk the eggs.
Pasti ente kedah ngandelkeun koneng endok.
Can God spread a table in the wilderness?
Biasa ente geus nyiapkeun tuangan di gurun.
Oh my. What a table he can spread.
Hebatna anjeun nyiapkeun tuangan di gurun.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
God wants to show you his love, his bigness.
Dia hayang nunjukkeun ka nya sareng kasihna.
If you're listening to this message and you have a great need, say you're a congregation, you need a place to worship.
Mun sadayak nuju ngadangukeun pesen ieu sareng sadayak mariokikeun hal anu ageung, contohna bae kongresi sadayak perlu tempat kanggo ibadah.
God can provide as you believe him.
Tiasa nyadiakeun waktu sadayak percenten kamantena.
I've seen it work all over the world.
Ari pantos ningali ieu hasil di sakuliah dunya.
But you have to take a step of faith.
Sadayak kedah nyandak hiji lengkah iman.
Without faith it is impossible to please God.
Tanpa iman mustahil nyenangkeun Gusti.
How often people say, "Lord, I wish you would."
Ning pisan jalmi nyeros Gusti abdi hoyong, Gusti kersa.
But God is waiting for us to move.
Gusti nuju ngantosan urang gerak.
I have a friend in El Paso, Texas that he preaches this message.
Abdi kagungan rencangan di El Paso, Texas teras anjeunna ngadugikeun.
He said, "If it's gonna be, it's up to me."
Karena umpami aya kajantenan, eta kumantung ka abdi.
Oh, do tengo que hacer.
Abdi kedah ngalakukeunana.
And so and there's a lot of truth in that.
Tuwa beneran di jero eta.
God waits for us to take the initial step and then he moves.
Ngantosan urang kanggo nyandak langkah ngawitan satresna anjeunna gerak.
I have seen what God will do when people begin to live to bless and live to give and believe he's big enough to do what he promises. Lakukan
ku Gusti patos yen menjalani ngawitan hirup ngaberkahan, hirup kanggo masihan, sareng percantan mantana cekap dinuhung kanggo ngalakukan naon anu dijanjikeunana.
Faith in God is still the only hope of this world.
Mani lebet Gusti masih janten hiji-hijina harepan di dunya ieu.
And it's been men and women of faith that's taken this gospel to the four corners of the earth.
Tata istri sareng pamangkat nu iman nu nyandak Injil ka juru ka opat juru bumi.
And God is looking for new recruits.
Gusti nuju ngantosan padamal anu enggal.
To take this gospel to the last regions of the unreached.
Kanggo nyandak Injil ieu dugi ka akhir, wilayah akhir urang nu teu acan kahuntal.
But faith without works is dead.
Iman tanpa didamel, ae.
There's a lot of people talk about a faith they don't have.
Jangan nyaros ngenaan iman anuku aranjeuna henteu digaduhan.
When I used to work a lot in evangelism, I was gone a mighty lot from home.
Biseur didamel dina penginjilan sering ngantunkeun bumi.
And I'd only come home to get clean clothes and go again.
Balik ka bumi mong kanggo nyandak anggean bersih teras angkat deui.
What would I have thought of my wife Martha had she acted in the following manner?
Anu ku abdi diimutkeun bami pun bojo nu ngalakukeun kieu.
When I come to the door of the house,
sabi jugi ka kana panto.
She gives me a hug and a kiss and tells me she missed me.
Jeuna bari ngarangkul abdi sareng nyium nyeroskeun yeun anjeunna ka icalan abdi.
But she doesn't give me anything to eat for lunch.
Jeuna masih nanaon kanggo ku abdi dituang.
Then all afternoon she's telling me how much she loves me, but there's nothing hot on the stove for supper.
Pasantara anjeunna masih terang kumaha anjeunna mikasinta abdi nanging henteu panas kanggo tuang bengi.
What would I tell her?
Anu kada disaurkeun ka anjeunna?
Put some feet to your love.
Minta angkeh heula.
If you love, at least give me a taco.
Ami anjeun mikasih da paling henteu mas kasihan abdi tuan.
Something.
Naon bae?
I know she loves me by her actions.
Tapi terang anjeunna mikasih cinta abdi kumari pada malan pada malana.
Why she loves me, I don't know.
Kuan anjeunna mikasih cinta abdi, teu terang.
But I thank God for her.
Angga abdi puji syukur ka Gusti kanggo anjeunna.
My wife's the most consistent Christian I've ever known.
Pan bojo teh urang Kristen nu paling konsisten nu ku abdi dikenal.
It's hard to live with a female angel.
Kusaha kanggo hirup sareng saurang malaikat istri.
But you see, when love is expressed, faith and love express the same way by deeds.
Ningali iman sareng kanyate dinyatakeun ku cara nu sami ngalangkungan padamelan-padamelan.
A lot of times I've watched in Mexico how people talk about faith, and yet when it comes down to it, they don't express it.
Sareng abdi mihatoskeun di Meksiko kumaha cara jalmi nyaos ngeunaan iman. Tarasna waktos bagi ka waktosna anjeunna tengahnya tekenana.
There's others that believe God can do anything.
Aya jalmi anu percaya anten yen Gusti tiasa ngalakukeunana.
I remember one time we were in a healing campaign in Acapulco.
Abi moti di waktos abi aya di lebet kampanye kawarasan.
We were in the box in the arena, the boxing arena.
Abi aya di arena tinju.
A big arena.
Di arena anu ageung.
And God was healing people wholesale.
Gusti nuju ngadamangkeun jalmi ageungan.
Al por mayor.
Mayor.
And so there was a man that was crippled that got healed.
Aya saurang pamengkeut nu ku Gusti didamangkeun.
He had his cane and he just could shuffle his feet.
Jeuna nganggo itekna mung tiasa nyeret sampeana.
And God healed him.
Gusti ngadamangkeunana.
He began to run around the ring.
Mulai lompat muteran ring.
Everybody, several thousand people praising God.
Jami sabaraha ribu jalmi muji Gusti.
But after the meeting, he came back and said, "I want my cane back."
Jadi dongkap deui sareng nyarios abdi nyuhunkeun itek abdi.
We said, "Why?"
Sareng abdi kunaon?
Hasn't God healed you?
Jadi parantos ngadamangkeun anjeun.
Yes, I said, "Why do you want it back?"
Oh, sareng abdi kunaon bade disuhunkeun deui?
He said, "Because of my doubts."
Karena kumarga abdi asa-asa.
I said, "Take it, you'll need it."
Tandak anjeun baris mariogi kanana.
And before the meeting's over, he came back in on the same. He canceled out the miracle of God.
Menyimpan mujizat Gusti.
But I was in another church preaching.
Yang abdi khotbah di gereja sanes.
And a man about 70 years old who appeared old to me then.
Orang pamegat nyes mana 70 tahun, katingalna sepuh waktu cerita.
Now he wasn't all that old.
Ya, sepuh kapungkur.
He had to step into the church. He had to lift your feet up, and he couldn't hardly. He had trouble getting into the building.
Angkat sampaian sederek, ampir-ampiran hendak tiada ngalukanana, anjiran ngalangkat kesesah lebat ke gedung.
And it took him a long time to get into the front seat.
Pada waktu nulami kanggo dugi ke barisan bangku payun.
He got there first. People expect things from God are never late.
Jadi anak nungawitan dongkap jalmi-jalmi miharap hal eta Gusti anu teu pernah telat.
And God healed the old man.
Ngawaraskeun pamaket eta.
And he ran back down the aisle and jumped over the door entrance.
Anjeun lompat ka handap sareng loncat ka panto leungeut.
And came back.
Sareng mulih deui.
And I said, "Sir, many of the people don't know the miracle because they didn't see you come in."
Abi nyaros, Pak, seueur jalmi teu terang mujizat nu kumarga aranjeunan teu nyaksikeun Bapak waktu lebet.
I said, "Take your cane and show us how you walk before."
Punya anak tongkat sareng tembongkeun ka abdi kumaha lempangna satatana.
And he got mad at me.
Anjeunna ngambek ka abdi.
He said, "I haven't got a thing to do with that stick again."
Nyeros abdi alim hubungan sareng eta deui.
God heal me.
Gusti ngawaraskeun abdi.
He wouldn't even touch it.
Anjeunna teu kersa nyepengan.
He kept his healing.
Anjeunna mertahankeun kawarasanana.
Oh, beloved God. It's bigger than we think.
Kasih Gusti langkung ageung tibatan anu urang pikirkeun.
And we are richer than we think.
Urang langkung banget tibatan anu urang pikirkeun.
Because we link to the God of the universe.
Kumari urang dihubungkeun sareng Gusti pencipta alam semesta.
And because God is bigger than we think and we're richer than we think.
Kumari Gusti langkung ageung tibatan anu urang pikirkeun sareng urang langkung beunghar tibatan pikiran urang.
We can do more than we thought.
Urang teh ngalakukeun langkung tibatan anu urang.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Oh, iyan, kanggo Gusti.
Can God?
Mampu ta Gusti?
God can. He will. As we believe Him. As we reach out to Him. As we trust His word. Dare to believe God, friend, for what you need. You don't have to look to somebody that's wealthy. Look to the God that owns a cattle on a thousand hills. And He is faithful, and before the cross, the ground is level. We all have access to the Father in the name and the merits of our Redeemer. So I want to encourage you today. Let's not be guilty as Israel was.
That
said, can God? They had seen so many miracles. And yet they said, can God feed this many people in the desert? We haven't planted any seeds. There's no hope of a harvest. How can God feed us? But He did for 40 years. God can meet the need that you face. God delights to honor His word. But you need to know what the book says. And when we know, then we can believe He'll do it. Can God? God can. Oh, wherever you are viewing this message, whether it's in Indonesia, or in India, or in Cambodia, wherever, or in Europe, or in Africa, let me remind you one more time that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or think. According to His power that lives in you. He hadn't got a sin that's already in His church. He sent this power to His church. The Holy Spirit lives in the church. And that's the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the grave. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
We have access to the sovereign power of an omnipotent God. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
So God bless you. Let me pray today. Heavenly Father.
Amari sawarga.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I thank you for your word. You're not only a God who can. You are a God who wills to bless. So whatever the need of your people, Lord. That may be viewing this message in different continents of the world. May they review the bigness of the Heavenly Father. And may they know that they are in the family of God. And God gives good gifts to His children. And may their faith reach for greater victories. And may God do things that He's never done for Him before. That this gospel shall be preached in all the world as a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. Oh God, bless your word today. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.